Hey, Jay Stoyan here for Wild Child Records. We're out here in Burlington. We're here at the Black Swan. I'm here with rock legend Dave Rade from Teenage Head and Midnight Men. Dave, thanks for being on the show today.
I'm glad to be here. And thank you guys for coming down here to the Black Swan in Burlington. Thank you.
This is great. I want to thank the Daves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to thank the city of Burlington. I want to thank our mayor. She's an amazing lady. It's all about music. And we are sitting here with a rock star. A rock star for the last, what, 30 plus years, right?
I can't count. A few over the years, yeah.
Now, not only is he a superstar, but he's a triple threat. So he's a writer, he's a performer, and he's a front man.
Yeah, so. I love doing all of it, yeah.
So let's get right into it, Dave. Give us some inspiration why you picked up the guitar. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I was in the 60s. It was really easy in the 60s as a young lad to get into music. Everybody was, you know, it was the spirit of Aquarius, age, you know, Woodstock,
Joy to the World,
you know, rock and roll, Sergeant Pepper, and you know, beautiful things. So, yeah, you know, I just fell into the time at that age. I fell in love with music and the way it communicated with people at that time.
Well, Teenage Head has been around like, since 1980 or prior to 80.
Yeah, the 70s. Yeah.
A long time, right? And you're such a staple in Canadian music, and I love the documentary.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
It shined a spotlight on you.
Yeah,
it really did. Like, Gord was a beautiful soul.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And there was one phrase that I remember in the documentary, and it was, I think it was from either a rock and roll journalist or maybe a musician, where he said, okay, England had the Clash.
Right.
The States had the Ramones, and Canada had Teenage Head.
Well, that's great company to be a part of. Yes, absolutely.
That is great. So tell us a little bit about the band growing up in Hamilton, some of your associates, some of the great highlights that you've ever had.
Well, you know, first of all, it was an honor to be in a band with Gord Lewis and Frankie Venom and Steve and Nick and that whole guy.
Joe,
fantastic group of Gardo and Rob Jones to be part of it, and I'm very happy. There's so many highlights that you can go through, but I think just being able to roll through all of Canada and bring your music to across the country was very exciting. Also, cutting records too. I like music that people would enjoy. You know?
Speaking of records, check out your new album here.
There you go. I'm blushing for that one. I get to work with Claude Desroches here from the Shakers. There he is. Jack Zipper from the Chews. And Mark Foley. It was a great project we did during the pandemic.
This is so... You know what I love? Like, you're still playing. You're still out there. We're at the bar today. You're playing. You're giving back.
Oh, thank you.
You're giving back to the community. What is it with Hamilton in town?
Well, you know, Hamilton, I think it's by that water there. You know, we have a big lake, Ontario into the Burlington Bay, Hamilton Bay, and I think whenever you go to town by a sea town, it's just something about it brings out music, you know. You have so we were just lucky, a great port town where music was evident everywhere.
Now, I know that the genre's kind of punk rock, but I would just call it as rock. Right?
I would say so, yeah. You know, I would say that we were definitely a rock. You know, punk was a genre that, to me, just really was another version of rock.
A sector of rock.
Yes,
and roll, right?
Yes, just the way, like, psychedelic. And, you know, different music from the years, you know, folk rock. So, part of this stream, the big stream of rock and roll, you know?
So, growing up, who are maybe some of your inspirations?
Well, you know what? You couldn't help in the 60s being influenced by the Stones and all the great 60s acts, you know? They were playing on the Hot 40 radio, the Monkees, everything was being played on the radio. I remember just turning on the radio, great music to play. And then going into the 70s, you know, we just, you know, great people like Iggy and the Stooges, you know, the Ramones, the New York scene, you know, all the people that were making amazing music. There's so many.
About New York, let's take a quick break, because I know you spent an extensive time of living in New York City.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back, we're going to talk about your experience in New York, along with songwriting. I know you're a songwriter, but maybe you can give a little bit of tips to emerging artists and musicians.
That sounds good.
You're watching Wild Child Records. We're here with Dave Rade from Teenage Head, rock and roll legend. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Are you currently on the Ontario Disability Support Program? If you're interested in social media marketing, TV production, podcasting, and or get an office assistance, contact Jay Stoyan at 647-339-6847 or jay@thedisabilitychannel.ca. The Disability Channel, showcasing abilities.
Back to Wild Child Records. We're here at the Black Swan. I want to thank Dave. We're out here in Burlington. It's a great location for live music, great food. Come on down. He's going to have three locations tonight.
Yeah.
Right? So he's in Oakville. He's here, and I believe he's going to be downtown Burlington, where we're going to be doing some fabulous things together, creating employment for persons with disabilities and veterans. If you want an opportunity, do go to our website, thedisabilitychannel.ca. You can find out all information on how to learn a new skill, how to add some fun to your life, how to get a job. So again, you're watching Wild Child Records. We're all about promoting emerging, independent, and mainstream artists like Dave Reed.
Right.
Now, before we left, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about you living in New York for years.
Absolutely.
Plus, right? So tell us a little bit, compare New York to Toronto.
Well, New York, of course, because it's a Toronto, one of the cities. But I think New York is maybe about, well, you see, you
cut from maybe 2 or 3 million to 12, plus that whole region, like, you know, so you're really talking 20 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are you're talking about a whole country, one that lives, and so you're part of really big stream, which is exciting.
Well, they're all, right?
You're dealing with all nationality, all race, all Asian people, and everybody's in this beautiful state. And yeah, I love it. You know, I love inclusion. You know?
Well, I know, because the village, and you hear all the coffee shops, and Bob Dylan, like, at the Toronto Board.
Yeah,
this is what you hear, but
absolutely.
I know you're also a jazz man,
absolutely.
Right? So you have a large genre, so tell us what other music you would like to write in.
Yeah, New York, because of the quality of being big, and you met a lot of different musicians. I got to experiment in the war. Like, I just did do the Teenage Head style, you know, the style that we're doing here. I got to get involved in jazz, because my guitar player was a jazz musician. So I get to write three albums of a fellow named Mark McCarron, using all the top jazz players in the U.S. So it was really thrilling for me, and I learned a lot as a musician to work with these really fun, you know, co-writing and meeting different people, and really helped John McCarthy, great singer, songwriter, to make the writing for them. All the learning, Nelly Shaw, Billy Pickett, television. You know, all these great people that you met over the years influenced you, and there's too many to really count now. It was a great scene. It was great to be able to go to a club one night and see David Bowie or you know, Tom Hanks in that show. It was just exciting it inspires you.
This is really exciting. So exciting that our camera people were teasing us off the air that we're sitting so close together. But I don't care, because he's a legend, and I don't care. I want to sit close up. Now, Dave's going to have to hit the stage pretty soon, but before I let him go, I'm going to ask you two questions.
Sure.
Give some advice for an emerging artist.
Okay.
So what's a piece of advice you can
give? I would just say the key thing is don't get discouraged and be methodical. You know, just work every day. It is a job. Like, no matter what anybody says, like, I was always grateful when my dad said to me, remember when I first started now becoming a full-time musician, I would say sleep in till noon, like that, you know, and he would go, you're working.
Yeah.
It's because you're not going to a job on a site. Your site's here. So he looked at still that work that we can.
Good advice.
You have to go every day, and don't get discouraged. You know, just like if you're working a job every day, every day is great, but you can save those great moves. Yeah.
So the next question I'm going to ask you, and I ask every famous musician this question: who made your music button?
Oh, the musician.
Yeah, like somebody that you met, and you went, oh my goodness.
Now,
quickly, BJ Thomas. He told me when he met Elvis.
Right.
His music button.
Yeah.
So who?
Yeah. Oh, well, I was. You ever know? I remember I was in Texas and Smokey Robinson. He did the world. He did this. He was there, and I remember he was standing across from me because he did the artwork.
Yeah.
And I just remember I was too afraid that I was like, there's Smokey Robinson. I've known this guy all my life, and he's one of my heroes. And I tried to sing like him. I listened to his music, and it was just.
That's great. So before I let you go, if people want to know more information about Dave Ray or your band, where can they go, Dave?
Well, I have a website that's coming up under Dave Ray, and I'm on Facebook, you know, Dave Ray, on Twitter and all that. Just look me up and say hi. You know, I guess the most important thing I'm going to say is, you know, you are, what you're doing, I think, with disability, taking away the tools to build it.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. That's why I'm here right now. Because, you know, all of the life is, we all have short lives. You know, but maybe we have some people have more hobbies, but it doesn't mean you can't do more in your life. Ray Charles used to act in shows. He didn't care that he would read the lines.
Yeah.
But he figured it out.
I love that.
You know what I mean? He's a fire. So method.
It's guys like you, Dave, to help us out. You know,
give us your time.
And like I said, our community, we're all about helping
people. And you're making people comfortable in this world. And they bring out everyone, which is why I'm saying, and which I want to do too. We're the same thing.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, man.
Again, you're watching Wild Child Records. We just interviewed Dave Rake. And watch for Dave as we're going to become close friends.
Thank you. And I can't wait to see you again.
Check us out on SiriusXM. Again, you're watching Wild Child Records. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Together and see, finish work and breathe.